Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from the Gospel, Mark chapter 13. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. This is the text. Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives overlooking the temple. I remember that view. It is beautiful. The city of Jerusalem is a magnificent sight to see. Every building is made of stone, by law, that's still true today. And these stones have a story to tell. As the disciples look out over the stones of Jerusalem, they're wondering about the end times because Jesus has predicted absolute destruction will happen there in Jerusalem. Not one stone will be left upon another. The disciples ask the obvious question, when will these things happen? How long? And what will be the sign so that we can be ready? Last year when we were on the Mount of Olives, that's where the Palestinian kids started throwing stones, and we had to take shelter in the courtyard of the Church of Paternoster, the place where Jesus traditionally taught his disciples the Lord's Prayer. The police showed up with tear gas and AK-47s. Thankfully, they only used the tear gas. That same day, our guide Johnny had told me earlier in the morning that rockets had been fired out of Gaza. So we, in his words, needed to be smart. I wonder what his advice is to his tour group this week with all of the heightened turmoil over there. But Jesus says, when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. And now, when you look upon the city of Jerusalem, there are foundation stones from Jesus' day that you can reach out and touch. There are structures and walls built on top of that from the times of the Crusades. And you have structures from the times of the Ottoman Turks. There has been much war in that place. As I was thinking about that trip last year, I started thinking back on our time in Galilee. We sailed on the Sea of Galilee past the Horns of Hattin. Now, I think I was the only person on the entire tour that was excited to see this. The Horns of Hattin are two treeless hills on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. But it is on the Horns of Hattin that the final battle of the Second Crusade took place in 1187 AD, on July 4th, ironically. That day, so many crusaders were killed or captured that they could not wage war anymore. The Turks controlled the land. Until 2 years later, when the Third Crusade was called, and this was the one led by Richard the Lionheart. We know his name from the stories of Robin Hood. And although that crusade reconquered much of the land of Israel, they failed to recapture Jerusalem. So 6 years after that, the Fourth Crusade was called because they wanted to recapture Jerusalem. This crusade was an absolute failure. The only conquering they did was ransacking the Christian Orthodox city of Constantinople as they're heading towards Israel. They stop and attack other Christians. As Jesus says, brother will deliver brother over to death. The point that I'm trying to make is that the signs of the end have been happening for a very long time. Jesus says these are but the beginnings of the birth pains. I don't know how familiar you are with birth pains, but my two daughters were born in a hospital in Ashland, Wisconsin that did not perform epidurals. Melinda received no drugs with Juliana. With Annalisa, middle of the afternoon, she got a shot that was supposed to take the edge off. That was their idea of comfort. We got to the hospital at 4 a.m. She had back labor. It kept getting worse and worse. I had breakfast, lunch, a couple snacks, supper. And she had to push for 3 hours. It seemed like it would never end. And the cafeteria quit serving at 7. And she endured pain that I cannot imagine. The signs of the end of the age, war, famine, natural disaster, Jesus says these are like birth pains. When labor pains start, it's painful and highly uncomfortable, so I have been told. Looking out over Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, you can see the result of war in those stones. Jesus prophesied that there will not be left one stone upon another. And in 70 AD, not only was the temple and the city of Jerusalem completely destroyed by the Romans, but the historian Josephus recorded that the Romans, in response to the revolution by the Zealots, the Romans killed 1.1 million people in Israel. They also cut down every tree within 9 miles of the city of Jerusalem. In the Garden of Gethsemane, there are some very old olive trees. Olive trees never die unless you tear up the roots. It is assumed that at least some of the trees present there today grew out of the stumps that were left behind. But imagine what the Christians in that day must have thought concerning how soon the last day would come. How could it get worse than that? Jesus says, these are just the beginnings of the birth pains. Beyond the horrors of war, famine, disaster, all of the world will hate those who bear the name of Christ. We see the end drawing near. Just like the Christians in the first century, just like the Crusaders, and just like basically every generation that has looked at this sinful, fallen world and cried out with the words of the psalmist, "How long, O Lord? How long will you tolerate this evil? How long will you allow Satan to be loose? How long?" That's the question the disciples asked. That's the question we ask. How long before the resurrection of the body and life everlasting? Standing on the Mount of Olives, looking out over Jerusalem, you can see the result of war. In those stones, you can also see the word of Christ fulfilled. exactly what he said about Jerusalem came to be. Those wonderful, great buildings. The temple and its court covered an area of 22 football fields, with the western wall of the plaza 9 stories tall from its foundation to the top. Those wonderful, great buildings were thrown down. Not one stone left upon another. This was the kind of destruction that no one could imagine. Yet it truly did happen. Christ our Lord carried his cross just outside that city, and the Son of God poured out his blood for you. That's the kind of act of mercy and grace that seems too good to imagine. Yet it truly did happen. He was laid in a tomb, and on Sunday morning, he rose from the dead, conquering death for you and me, so that the grave will not hold us either. That's the kind of promise that seems too good to be real. Yet Christ did rise, just as he said, and you will also. Jesus speaks of the end of the age. There will be war, famine, disaster, hatred. These are just the beginning of the birth pains. At the very end, the world will endure pain and hardship in a way that I believe we cannot imagine. Yet it will happen. So we pray that the Lord will shorten those days. Christ promises that he will come once again and bring a final end to this fallen world. It seems like a promise that is too good to be true. Yet it will happen. And even if all the world turns its hatred upon those who bear the name of Christ, even if all the world seeks to silence the truth that is being proclaimed in Christ's church, as Jesus says of his disciples, if these men were silent, the very stones would cry out. Looking out over Jerusalem, to this day, the stones cry out and are a continual reminder that the promises of God will be fulfilled. Because we have seen the promises of God fulfilled already. Jerusalem was destroyed, just as Jesus said. The Son of Man was lifted up on the cross, and on the third day rose from the dead, just as he said. Christ our Lord will return, just as he said. It will happen. Only God the Father knows how long that will be. So we pray that the Lord will shorten those days. And we pray, thy kingdom come. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.